Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We are back with more Free Talk Live. Plenty of time for you to call and join us here on the radio waves. You can dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features waiting for you there. You can create the content on the front page. Submit via our Reddit-based system. Submit content. Maybe it's a YouTube video, a news post, a blog post, something you find online that you think our listeners will appreciate. Doesn't have to be serious. It could be funny stuff, too. Whatever. You submit it there, and other listeners can vote whether they like or dislike it. And then we'll look at it before the show and see if there's anything there that we think we should talk about. Of course, the best way to get your ideas on the air is to call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE or Skype in at username lrn.fm. As we go to continuing with your calls, but if you're just tuning in, we've been talking about the Baltimore situation, why so much tension between people and the police. Seems to me that it's the war on drugs, and that's sort of the gist of where we've been coming from here tonight, and that's led into other discussions about generally the police and where things stand today and how that this can be changed for betterment in the future. There's been some discussion about police discretion. I say it's a good thing they have it. Mark, I'm actually surprised you're disagreeing with me on this. You say that in an ideal world, the police should not have discretion when they don't have bad laws to enforce, meaning that if there were no war on drugs, if there were no war on prostitution, these victimless crime laws, if those weren't on the books, then having no discretion wouldn't be a bother to you in
that
case?
I think that the whole idea of police officers having discretion is the idea that you can let people get away with something that is wrong.
But it's not necessarily wrong to speed either, and you were saying you wanted them to hand out speeding tickets.
I don't think police officers honestly should be handing out speeding tickets. I think they should be on the side of the road looking for careless drivers.
Okay, then.
But I would point this out.
You should have said what you meant, because you would use speeding tickets as an example. And by the way, a lot of
I used it as examples that police... We all know the police officers roll through stop signs, yeah. And the other police officers, when they see them, don't do anything about it.
Right.
That is a point about discretion that I think is a real problem. But I would, you know, when it comes to speeding, we have speed cameras out there. If you really need somebody to go a specific
speed. Actually, we don't. We're in New Hampshire.
Yeah, not in New Hampshire. But
you mean some jurisdictions have
most jurisdictions
cameras.
Around the United States, there are speed cameras. Speed cameras are a technology that exists today. If you need people to go below a certain speed in a given geographic area, you can make that happen through handing out automatic tickets through speed cameras. And to me, that makes a heck of a lot more sense than putting a vehicle on the side of the road with these bright blue flashing lights that are intended to catch people's attention. That's the point of them. And I can tell you as a firefighter that I have been at stops directing traffic where people are busy looking at the flashing lights and what's going on, and they're not paying attention to the fact that they just rear-ended somebody who's in front of them.
Let's talk to Gary.
Lights cause accidents. Officers die on the road every year.
She's on in Longview, Texas. Hello, Gary. Gary. Going once. Carrie in Longview. Going twice. I don't know. Maybe there's some technical difficulties. We'll put Carrie back on hold. And let's try Corey in Savannah, Georgia via Skype. Hello, Corey.
Hi. Y'all have been talking about a few different things tonight, including the drug war and what kind of jobs might be created after the drug war ends, which hopefully that can't come soon enough. But, you know, a lot of the jobs that disappeared in these areas did so over time. It wasn't just an overnight thing when the jobs disappeared in these areas and crime sprung up. When you get rid of the drug crimes, you're going to get rid of a significant proportion of all the crimes in an area, which is going to economically affect those areas. You know, if you have a lower crime rate, you're immediately going to have lower insurance rates. Because the crimes won't be reflected in the reports that the actuaries use,
mm-hmm.
And things like that. And that trickles down throughout the economy. Not to mention the violence that's associated with the drug trade. When was the last time you saw two liquor store owners shooting it out on a street corner?
Never seen that.
Yeah, because it's legal. Because they can run a legitimate business. Yeah, so there's a lot of side effects of this drug war that cause businesses and jobs to leave areas. And once you get rid of the drug war, people can feel safer in their communities.
Absolutely.
Opportunity costs for the drug war. Do you know what percentage of burglary cases are solved by the police around this nation?
I can't imagine it's very small. Large percentage.
5%.
12.4.
Oh, there you go. Not bad.
And of course, as I actually ask my students, how would you like to have a 12.4 on a test?
I'd also point out that it's many times, burglaries will get swept into when they arrest a burglar. Most burglars do more than one burglary. And I can tell you, as a guy who was incarcerated with burglars, that many times they're like, I didn't do that burglary. You know, like, I did lots of burglaries, but it wasn't that one.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at the robbery numbers from the FBI's Uniform Crime Reporting website, you can see that robberies, they solve 28.2% of robberies, 40% of forceful rapes, and they're the largest number of cases they solve are murder and non-negligent manslaughter at 64.8%. Now, just by refocusing policing on violent and property crime, you're going to make an area safer. It's going to be more likely that people will invest in these areas because it's not such a huge risk.
Mm.
You know, you then have the police force focusing on preventing and solving these crimes. And when you have those crimes that are being solved, that makes everything look better.
Yeah, and not to mention drug prohibition, of course, leads to a lot of crime in that people have to commit crimes, usually in a lot of cases, to get the drugs that they want because their prices are so high due to the black market. So if you were to actually legalize those drugs, you'd see just a wholesale decrease in crime, period, simply because people would be able to afford their habits with minimum wage kind of job. Great points tonight, Corey. Thanks for making them. I do appreciate it. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Bob. He's on the road somewhere near Omaha listening to some unknown radio station. Welcome, Bob. You're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing? I'm listening to you. Manifest
yes.
Hi. I'm astounded at the intelligence of some of your callers, but I just had to make a couple comments. The
All right.
guy with a shotgun shooting the birds. The police officers were very lenient with him, very open. They didn't take him to jail, and they didn't call his state or local federal fish and wildlife and the federal fish and wildlife.
But just to be clear, he was shooting bricks.
He was shooting bricks, and he said that he was using them like clay pigeons.
And further, he said his neighbor didn't call the police on him, so I don't think the police showed up.
Oh, no, he said the police could shut up. They're only half a mile down the road.
Okay, but he said his neighbor did not call the police.
Right.
Well, at any rate, drunk, shotgun, shooting, something doesn't mix. Okay. Now
yeah, it's a bad idea.
We'll switch back to the young man in Myrtle Beach that sounded like he was about 12 years old, about the cops that if they lost their job, they couldn't get a job because they have a lack of intelligence. I hate to tell the young man, but most major PDs in this country are exhausting to get through their police academies, and it really is. He's never been there, and I know some people on this radio station damn well haven't been there. All the schooling, there's so much schooling, ongoing schooling. If I had a dollar bill for every hour I spent in school, I would have retired a long time ago. He just has no clue.
I don't know if that's what he said either. I mean, maybe, Mark, do you remember that? I don't remember somebody saying the cop wouldn't be able to get a job because they're too dumb.
Right. He said
I don't recall
they
that.
Don't have an education, so they wouldn't be able to get a job.
Oh, no. What he was saying, and you missed this one, too, he was saying that he's talking about people who would be displaced by the drug war. So, the folks that currently are drug dealers, that they would have to do some kind of crime that if you legalize drugs, you legalize prostitution, you legalize gambling, that those people would have to find some other crime to do because they have nothing else to do. So he was actually talking about what today are called criminals, not cops.
He made it sound the other way.
Okay.
Bob, anything else you want to share?
Sometimes I can be a little bit. Yeah, there, you are right, though. Your other gentleman was saying that there's discretion involved in policing. There is not. Every PD's got an SOP, standard operating procedure, and there's nothing in anybody that says you have discretion.
You're totally wrong about that. Thank you, Bob, for the call tonight. I can pull up the Keene Police. We live in Keene, New Hampshire here. I can pull up their statement of whatever the heck it is they have posted on their wall when you walk in. It's on their website. It uses the word discretion. I'll prove it if I need to. And most cops will tell you they've got discretion. In fact, there's one on hold. Maybe we'll ask him.
Are you completely free of stress and fatigue? Well, of course not. You aren't alone, though. Now think about how nice it would be to begin relieving some of that stress and fatigue. Let me introduce you to a product that has and is working for me. It's called Youthful Greens. Youthful Greens. It's packed full of nature's nourishing, cleansing, and alkalizing greens, providing a powerful dose of whole food nutrition in each serving. Youthful Greens helps increase overall energy levels and reduce all that fatigue and stress on your body. And right now, when you visit freegreens.net or call 800-333-6923 and order your one-month supply of Youthful Greens for only $29.95, you get another month's supply for free. That's 2 months of Youthful Greens for the already low price of just $29.95, plus free shipping. That's saving you $45. Visit freegreens.net today or simply call 800-333-6923. And hey, you're welcome.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Mm-hmm.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can join us here toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online, of course, over at freetalklive.com. But if you're online, then you need to know how to protect yourself. Not just from viruses. That's the obvious thing, right? I'm talking about protect yourself from spying, protecting yourself from nosy people, criminal people who might want to steal your credit card information, your bank account logins, maybe your own internet service provider logging all of the websites you visit, logging the search terms you're entering, and then using that to data mine you, sell the information to somebody else, or hand it over to the government. ProXPN can protect you, can help protect you from a lot of that. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can download their free software for Windows, Macintosh, iOS, Android, and Linux. So whichever operating system you're running, there's likely ProXPN for you. ProXPN is a global virtual private network. It encrypts your data connection, which means that there's no more prying and spying on behalf of your ISP or people trying to sniff out your Wi-Fi packets. You just go and get started for free over at proxpn.com/FTL. And when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account, because you're going to want the unlimited bandwidth, the servers around the world that you can access, which allows you to get past regionally blocked websites. You can also privately torrent with their premium account. You get it at 50% off the price of the annual package by using code FTL50. That's FTL and the number 50 as your discount code over at proxpn.com/FTL. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and you can feel good because ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits at all. So, again, promo code FTL50. Get a great discount on privacy that is priceless at proxpn.com/FTL. Let's go to Straight Razor, listening in Dallas. Straight Razor is someone who's called the show in the past. He says he is a police officer. I tend to believe his claims. Straight Razor, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen. So I find it incredibly frustrating that people seem to believe that it's some kind of arbitrary boundary that officers set on what they enforce. It's not just random poof, I decide today I'm going to enforce drug laws and then tomorrow I decide I'm not going to. I believe that everyone has the right to do what they want to do so long as they don't infringe another person's rights. That means if you want to smoke crack cocaine on the corner on your own property, it doesn't matter. Why should I waste your money enforcing a law that affects no one?
I wish more officers had your personal philosophy. Now tell me about discretion, because that last guy called in, he insisted that police officers don't have discretion, and I know he's wrong about that. It's right here in the Statement of Values and Professionalism of the Keene Police Department. They say, quote, "We will obey and enforce the laws of the state of New Hampshire with courage, diligence, and discretion."
Now, many places do not have discretion in their oath. I know that in my state, I did not have discretion in my oath. However, it does say, to the best of my abilities.
Mm.
It also puts things in specific order. If you're ever looking at, you know, looking at laws, generally they'll put them in the order of what is most important. So in mine, the Constitution comes before laws of the state. Now, I know this, you guys aren't big on the, or you in particular, not big on the Constitution. However, I see that as I choose that I'm only going to enforce laws that affect others' rights. And that trumps the state law.
Excellent.
Yeah, I think it does. I mean, when you're talking about a constitution, it's the highest law in the land. The states signed on to the federal constitution, making it higher than the state constitutions. The state constitutions are higher than the federal laws, and in my opinion, and the state laws. And then, you know, that's just sort of how it goes. So, absolutely. It seems to me that if you, as a police officer, judge a law to be counter-constitutional, you shouldn't be enforcing it.
Yeah, it's right here as well. The Law Enforcement Code of Ethics for the Keene Police Department says, as a law enforcement officer, my fundamental duty, which would mean the highest level of duty, is to serve mankind, safeguard lives and property, protect the innocent against deception, the weak against oppression or intimidation, the peaceful against violence or disorder, and to respect the constitutional rights of all people to liberty, equality, and and justice. So presumably any law that violates that fundamental duty, they should not be enforcing, right?
Exactly. So, and the other thing is that when you're talking about drugs, you know, I do not make drug arrests because for reasons previously stated. However, the drug arrests I have made have been when someone has broken into another person's home to acquire money to buy drugs. And
now, Mark said earlier, Straight Razor, Mark said that if you don't make drug arrests, you're going to get fired. And I said, well, that would probably only happen in a circumstance where the boss is, like, watching you and you feel like you have to make an arrest. Have you ever been in a situation like that where, you know, like you've been ordered to go bust up a high school party or something like that? What has happened in those circumstances if you've had to face it?
So the thing that is that has greatly improved my longevity at any job, and I've had many, as I told you guys the other day, is that since I'm not focusing on busting somebody driving around with a joint in their ashtray, I'm focusing on things like domestic disputes where a woman is bleeding from her head or gruesome things that other officers do not want to deal with. So what happens is they can either give me a hard time about not busting the guy driving around, or they themselves will have to go deal with the gruesome situation and the arguments and everything else that comes along with that.
I see. So you make it easier for the other officers to go bust people for drugs.
Well, in a way, yes. But at the same time, I'm not wasting my time on something that shouldn't be. I'm not wasting my time on those. I'm actually helping the people who are involuntarily paying for my services.
So are you saying that the people in the department already know that you are less likely to enforce the drug laws and that's why they don't send you on those calls?
Well, so you're going to get you almost get like a rap sheet as a police officer on, you know, they can see your names on everything, your badge numbers on everything. So they can look back and see exactly how many speeding tickets you've written, how many drug busts you have, the types of calls that you're going to.
Mm-hmm.
So, absolutely. There's no way that someone couldn't look at my record and see that I don't enforce drug laws. There's no way.
But give me a specific example, right? Like, it's not uncommon it's Saturday night right now as we're doing this show. Right now, there are various college and high school parties going on, and in many of towns, a bunch of officers will show up at these parties and they will arrest and arrest and arrest, right? They'll, kids will go scrambling everywhere, so that's why they bring a bunch of officers to run after them and tackle them and, you know, do all that. And so if, the department is getting ready to, they're gearing up to go bust one of these college parties or whatever where they know people are going to have underage possession of alcohol. I mean, it's like, you know, shooting fish in a barrel for the cops doing these busts. And they say, do they even turn to you and say, Straight Razor, you're coming with us? I mean, and if so, what would you say? And what would you do?
So if I'm in – now, I have had to involuntarily move employment before for something similar to this. But generally, I'll say, you know, well, you've got 15 officers. Why do you need 16?
Wow. Good on you, man.
Or another call will come up.
I think that's the kind of heroism I want to see.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to call it heroic.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't call it, I just wouldn't expect it from any other officer.
There you go. Thanks for the call, Straight Razor. I appreciate it. Thanks for the efforts, and thanks for doing what you do. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risks of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here. Join us on this live Saturday edition, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. A discussion that started about Baltimore and why there's so much tension between the police and average people. The answer was the war on drugs. Has led into a discussion about policing in general, discretion specifically in policing right now. And still to come here, I do have this interesting story about a scientific study that's been done on MDMA, one of the most popular illegal drugs in the world. But first, let's continue with your calls and thoughts. However, Mark, you've got a special deal going on right now.
Yeah, I just want to let people know that there is a special deal going on Free Talk Live ads. We're having a sale right now. Now, really, when it comes to advertising, a lot of people don't know, a lot of business owners don't know that there's different types of advertising. There's the pull advertising, like Google AdWords, where your customer's going on the internet and they're looking for whatever it is that you might sell in your area, and your AdWord is there trying to pull the person into your business as opposed to the other guy's business.
Broken dishwasher.
Right. And that's how that goes.
Yeah.
Push advertising is something else. Push advertising says that to a person who, you know, may not even have a broke dishwasher, that you sell dishwashers, and maybe they'll think, huh, I didn't ever like the color, or their dishwasher breaks down that evening, or whatever. You're advertising to them. You're pushing a message out, and you're getting it to them before they have a problem, before the other guys add in Google AdWords. And I think that this is you need to understand that there's different types of advertising, and radio is push advertising. In the course of a week, there's
branding.
Yeah, it's branding, and we're inundated with ads all over. But talk radio, people tend to have a relationship with the talk show host, so they have a more positive view of the advertising that's going on. So Free Talk Live, we're on 150 stations across the country. We've got certainly a 250,000 people listening in a given week. I can't tell you exactly because, frankly, I don't know exactly. But we are having a sale right now for that. It's basically $10 a 30-second ad. You can get 200 30-second ads for $1,997. And all you have to do is email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
All right, so our toll-free number here tonight, 855-453. Let's go right back into your calls and thoughts. Christine is on the line, listening in Madison to the Mike 92.1. Hey, Christine.
Hi.
You're on the radio. Go ahead.
Oh, I called because you're talking about discretion, and there's a lot of supposing going on, a lot of guessing going on, and it's been going on both on TV and the radio. And I just thought I'd give you some idea of what police training really is. And not only from my department, but after I became a cop in 75, I used to ride along with whatever city I was visiting. So I rode along in the South, and I rode along actually in England. And it was interesting to compare training, methods of operation, at least in the United States. So at least in Madison, we were trained for 6.5 months of just book training, plus then towards the end you spent 2 weeks with an experienced officer. You did that 4 times with increasing amounts of responsibility for you. And then after you graduated, you were required to do 40 hours of in-service a year, and you had to go back on the street for a couple of weeks a year if you had an inside, say, desk job for a while. Mm-hmm. So I got to do all of that because there weren't women patrol officers in those years. So they gotcha. Let us work undercover. And in Madison, now you have to have a degree, a four-year degree, to even apply. And no officer has any discretion about what call he or she is going to. That's decided by dispatch.
Yeah, so it would seem like dispatch would generally.
But you have discretion when you get on the scene.
Yes, you do, to an extent. Yeah, if a law is being violated, then you're required to take some action, whether it's an arrest or a warning or whatever it is.
Well, a warning would be using your discretion, right? Like, so if you issue a warning rather than a ticket for whatever the issue is, whether it's, you know, speeding or marijuana possession, then that's use of discretion, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And you're encouraged to do it. And I'm telling you, you know, even on traffic stops, if it's not too egregious, you maybe not decide whether you're issuing a ticket until you get up to the car and talk to the driver. And if they're nasty, then you're going to give them the ticket.
Yeah, everyone knows that.
That's exactly true. That's exactly true, and that's human nature. But I wonder about that. If somebody's, what is the point in not giving a ticket to a nice person? I mean, all it really sort of does is incentivize people to be disingenuous, right? To just sort of lie. I almost never get a ticket.
So, and give an explanation for why you were driving like that.
Me?
Yeah.
I usually don't admit to anything.
Because you see, now when the police officer gets to your car, wasn't this way in my day, but he or she already knows what your driving record is.
Yeah.
And depending on that, and depending on, you know, if you endangered someone else's safety or whatever, you're getting a ticket. But
Christine, thank you. I really appreciate the thoughts tonight. Thanks for calling in with it and the experience as well. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
What it must have been like to be a female cop back in the 70s.
Well, she said they weren't putting them on the streets.
Must have been very, well, except for what, 20 hours a week?
She said some undercover work.
A year.
That was about it. Mike, listening in Indy to WIBC. Hey, Mike.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I am the caller before who mentioned that everything is about revenue today. I believe that's the main problem with the police force. The good officers, they're under pressure from city officials, of people that hire them, control them, to turn revenue.
Yep.
And I think whether there's tickets or all of the different things, parking, everything that you talk about in some way or another, they have even a court system. You know, they want to get as many people as they can in community service and all of the things that they can do, and it all comes down to revenue, and there's no fairness in it. It's just simply, how can we turn this person into another revenue-producing case?
And
I've had that experience. I own a business, and had a robbery, and I'm trying to condense it, but I was ordered restitution. And part of the money that the people had stolen from me, they bought a car with it. And so I go to the police to get the car as part of the restitution that the court ordered. It has taken me 2 years and attorney fees, and the city has fought me in the police have fought me in every way in the world to keep that car. Even though they had no legitimate way in the world to even make an argument.
So you're the victim of a robbery. You were ordered restitution. Part of that restitution was they were supposed to hand a car over that they bought with the proceeds of the robbery, and the government won't give you the car.
The police force, the forfeiture division of the Indianapolis Police Department, they fought me, and it's been 2 years, and just now my attorney tells me I'm going to get it, but I still don't have it. It's been 2 years, attorney fees.
Ridiculous.
The car is set in an impound lot. And
how much have you spent on attorney's fees?
Several thousand dollars. And when I went up to the impound lot as part of the negotiation to look at this car, there's hundreds of cars up there sitting that they've taken from people, and that they're going to turn those into at auctions. They're going to turn those into a profit. And most of those people, the reason they didn't get the car back, they didn't have it registered properly or something, and they don't have the money.
They can't afford to get it out of the impound. And then once
it's just legalized theft.
Right. And once it's been in the impound for so long, it racks up fees every single day. It's not even worth it to try to pay to get it out. You're right.
And they count on that. And you can take that, but there's 40 different examples that anyone can look at. I mean, they put people into a community service, and then they cut fees from them every week. And sometimes they put them in jail for something, and they charge them
$8. Mike, excellent story. It really makes you wonder, who is it that they're serving and protecting anyway? It certainly doesn't sound like you. I thank you for the call tonight. It's themselves. They're serving and protecting themselves and their political masters.
How can anyone do anything else?
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dismiss punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
You've been lied to. Being overweight is not about overeating, not exercising, or a lack of self-control. Diets, gyms, and pills can't fix it. It's your hormones. Go to 99skinny.com for a free video where Dr. Steven Siskin explains the four hormonal barriers to weight loss in men and women over 40.
When I first started losing the weight, all my clothes were falling off. I got some skinny jeans, and my husband was chasing me around the table again. I couldn't be happier.
Go to 99skinny.com to see this riveting free video. That's 99skinny.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here on the radio waves. Even in these remaining moments, maybe we'll have time for you if you call now at 855-450-FREE. If not, you can always call tomorrow, because we've got a live Sunday show, and Mark, you and I will be here for it.
Indeed, we will.
7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. Those are our live hours. So whether you're listening live or not, because a lot of our radio affiliates will take our show later on and sort of delay broadcast, as they call it in the business, you can still call in even if you aren't listening live. So just mark your calendar and give us a call anytime about any topic you want to discuss on the radio. Again, our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. As we continue here, by the way, I do want to encourage you to get behind Free Talk Live, and you can support the show by supporting our African satellite fundraiser. Go to africa.lrn.fm. I think it's a good idea to bring the message of liberty beyond the United States borders, and we are actually on satellite across North and Central America, so already there are other countries that are able to receive our signal, but there are some very poor people in Africa who don't even have access to the internet. Well, I think it's very important that they encourage, or they come across the ideas of freedom, and our satellite signal can do that. I'd like to get back on in Africa, but it's going to cost some money, and you can help us out with that. Get some perks, too. There's benefits, obviously, by contributing. You can do that over at africa.lrn.fm. Watch a four-minute long video about why this is an important project over there at africa.lrn.fm. We just got about two more weeks left in this African satellite fundraiser. So thank you to everyone who's contributed so far, and if you have already contributed, do me a favor and send out that link to your friends on your social bookmarking sites. That's africa.lrn.fm. As we go to your calls and thoughts, Dave, listening in Indy to WIBC. Hey, Dave.
Yeah, I want to make a strong statement. The war on drugs is a war on people.
Yes.
The state is predators against people. How do I earn the right to tell you what you can put in your body? I hate drugs. I think they're terrible. I would go to great lengths to talk you out of destroying your life with drugs. But the idea that we are somehow a kind and gentle country because we take these people and send them someplace where they're going to be beaten and raped, and we call it treatment, and we feel good about that. I think it's a horror. It is a horror. And believe me, I am coming from completely on the other side of the fence because I used to be, at one time, I used to be the guy that said we need to bomb the countries where the stuff is coming from or it's never going to stop.
Oh, wow.
The bottom line is I am for liberty. And if you want to smoke marijuana or do crack or do heroin or whatever, you know, I don't think that somehow entitles police officers or judges or your fellow citizens to send you someplace to be beaten and raped. That's
totally
not
agree.
Treatment.
Yeah, I totally agree. And beyond that, beyond what you're saying, if you force someone into, even if you don't put them in a jail cell and you force them into a treatment center under the care of a doctor, it's still not good because you're then forcing them into something they're not ready for. They haven't taken that step on their own. And a lot of these forced treatment programs that are sort of the alternative that the state has come up with to putting someone in jail, those aren't helping these addicts either because they're not ready for it. And further, you're usually forcing these guys into a treatment program where some people do exist who have chosen to be in that program. So when you've got a group of addicts, some of whom are ready to quit, others of whom have been forced to go to that treatment program, the people who are forced to be there are not helping the people who want to be there. And so ultimately, no force can really solve this problem. People have to hit rock
Absolutely
bottom, and they
not.
Have to be ready for it.
And the drug war, I don't believe the state has any interest at all. Now, there might be in helping people, but now there might be some individuals, but I think that basically 100% of them, and I mean that statistically, not literally, but I believe 100% of them, they are just interested in keeping the retirements, the benefits, and the salaries and all of that
yep.
stuff going off of our backs.
Dave, you are right on, brother, and thank you for the call tonight, man. I do appreciate hearing from you. They want to keep that money flowing in from the victims of the war on drugs, the people who are arrested for drugs. That's who I consider the victims to be. And also the feds. Federal money flows into these police departments, and that's a significant chunk of their budgets for this drug enforcement, and they don't want that to go away. And, you know, they might actually have to do real work if they have to stop busting pot smokers, have to really investigate actual crimes and go after dangerous criminals. Wouldn't want to have to do that now, would we?
I don't know. I mean, I would really like to talk to police officers about what their thoughts on that are, because I would think that they really do want to do that.
Well, and they should stop enforcing the war on drugs.
So you act like this is just the easiest thing in the world for any.
No, it's not easy to do, but some of the, very few things worth doing are easy. Anyway, let's continue here. We've got James. He's in Kalamazoo, Michigan, listening via TuneIn. Hey, James.
Well, hello. I want to talk about a group of officers that I randomly came across while surfing today. They're called the CSPOA, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers of America. This is actually a group of officers that actually have taken an oath to not uphold victimless crimes.
Wow.
Yeah, if you go to CSPOA.org, I've got a lot here, and I took notes. I know I don't have a lot of time, but it was started by this Sheriff Mack. Yeah, he was the one that, along with six other officers, actually brought up a lawsuit against the Brady Handgun Violence Protection Act back in the 90s, and actually partially won, got some of the provisions thrown out. But it's just... Just listening to him talk, one of the things that he says that officers have an obligation to do is kind of what juries have an obligation to do, too, not only determine if somebody broke the law, but to judge the law itself. And he actually says that it's a sheriff's he actually told the federal government if they came into his county without him being involved, that he would arrest them and throw them in jail. I mean, this guy is pretty brazen.
How is this different from Oath Keepers?
Actually, he's a member of Oath Keepers.
So, I mean,
it's just another organization, maybe.
Yeah, it sounds very similar in, you know, in line with Oath Keepers, I guess. Oath Keepers, I don't have both of their mission statements side by side, but, you know, here it says on their website, CSPOA.org, that they assemble sheriffs, peace officers, and citizens who understand the grave implications of our eroding constitutional protections, whether it's an illegal checkpoint violating the Fourth Amendment, Second Amendment intrusions affecting your defense of your home or family, or any other infringement of your freedom. CSPOA is on the front line defending your rights and liberty. So that's the first time I've heard of the organization, James. Thanks for bringing it to my attention.
I've never heard of it either.
It's that officers that might be listening to the show should check this out. Also check out Oath Keepers. It's another good group. And then
there's
further...
Leap.cc,
yep.
That's short for Law Enforcement Against Prohibition.
You beat me to it. That was going to be my third example. Good call, James. Thanks for making it tonight. Let's talk to Scott in Greenville, Indiana, listening to WIBC in Indy. Hey, Scott, go ahead.
Well, again, second timer. Yeah, I was just commenting on, you know, largely this this situation in Baltimore. For instance, Al Sharpton, if you've heard him say it, he kind of gave away kind of like a lot of what the end game is with radicals like him are really wanting out of this is to federalize police forces. And if people think they don't like police the way they are right now, being locally and state run, they're really going to dislike it when the feds are in charge and they can harness it to do whatever they want and get their fingers in it and mess it up.
No doubt.
They do everything else.
Scott, just a point of clarification. When you said you were a second timer, does that mean this is your second time ever calling the show or your second time tonight?
Yeah, second time calling tonight.
Second time ever. Okay, because I was going to say we have a one call per night rule.
I would call twice tonight. That
okay, very good. Very good. Just making sure, because you weren't the only guy talking about Al Sharpton tonight, so I just wanted to double check. Go ahead with further thoughts.
He actually said that we need to nationalize the police force and all that, and then I'm going really, and all that, and I'm keep thinking, well, where'd that go? Because Al Sharpton and that, and I kind of look at the president himself, and he does seem to have a pretty strong anti-police bias. Started at the very beginning of his administration when, if you recall that incident with Skip Gates in Harvard when he entered his house and a concerned neighbor saw him go in there, didn't know who he was, thought maybe he was breaking in and was trying to look out for Skip Gates while he was gone, but he was doing the right thing. So, you know, the president goes and says the police acted stupidly in that situation. He goes, no, that was really Skip Gates playing the don't you know who I am thing and all that, and then throwing down the race card. And,
well, I wouldn't say that Barack Obama has an anti-police bias. Is that what you were suggesting?
I kind of think he does. Yeah, I really.
Well, if that were true, then he would. If that were true, then he would do something to somehow, you know, affect the police, and all he's done is empowered them further.
He is the head of the executive branch, which controls a lot of police.
I would say that, except for the way that they did with Ferguson. With Ferguson. Yes, they found that indeed that was a justified shooting, but you know afterward as a thought they go well we found all this and this and this and this and this is the reason we need to step in and all that.
The police are more empowered now than they've ever been in the United States. So I'll disagree with you on that point, Scott. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Every president has supported the police. They've continued to increase the power of the police. I mean, that's
they're the
what
head
they
cop
do.
For the federal. Right. They're the head federal cop.
Yeah, pretty much. So I wish it were true that he didn't support the cops, but there's no evidence of that. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
Indefinite extension of the human lifespan is coming. But is it coming soon enough for you and me? That's the $80,000 question. I say $80,000 because that's what it costs to have your head cryonically frozen by Alcor. I've committed to do it. I got a life insurance policy, and I made them the beneficiaries. Bam! My best shot at living forever. Interested? Contact them at alcor.org. ALCOR.ORG. Mention my name, and I get a free year of membership.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.